Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Believe it or not, 1 week from tonight, the Sabres face off against the Senators, kick off their season with their home opener. Paul Hamilton joining us live now, Sabres beat reporter. It's kind of hard to believe. Sneaks up on you, especially, you know, Bills fever is running wild. Here come the Sabres, right?
Well, I was ready about 2 months ago. I'm always ready for the start of the season. So, yeah, it's coming up quick. The last preseason game is tomorrow, and then they'll have 6 days to get ready for opening night against the Ottawa Senators.
Paul, is the vibe there that was at there at the end of last season, do you think, to start this one?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And yeah, these games don't count. They didn't get 2 points in the standings in the preseason, but they're 4-1. And they're showing different ways to win hockey games. And they still have a lot of enthusiasm. They still have a lot of love for each other. They stick up for one another. So you look at the preseason games and you see a lot of what you saw last year when they finished things up. And they've already put their lines together. And, you know, they want to practice with the lines that they want to go in against Ottawa. So that's something a little bit new, too. A lot of teams don't do that so early. But Don Granato did that last Monday, and he wants the lines that he's put together to kind of practice together, play together, and stick together to get ready for the game.
It's a great feeling to have going into a season where everyone's kind of expecting some exciting hockey. Paul, that was like one of the big things toward the end of last year, is not so much, you know, everyone knew this team wasn't really in the position to make the playoffs or do any sort of a run like that, but just being able to be in the building where an exciting brand of hockey was played, I feel like that had been missing for a number of years, and it was back, at least for the back half of last year.
Yeah, and I think the fans are back, and the reason I can say that is they had approximately 6,000 season ticket holders last year. You can tell by, you know, how many when they do the attendance, because it's like tickets sold. This year, they haven't had 9,000 in the building yet for a preseason game, but when they announce attendance, it's around 9,000, which tells me there's around 9,000 season tickets in the building. So, you know, so far, it looks like, you know, fans are a little more excited. They're raising the, you know, people are starting to come back to the arena. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, maybe on Thursday, how many people are going to come for opening night.
You know, it's interesting, too. Over last year, it seems that everyone seems to have a defined role this season. Even goaltender. Is that a positive?
Yeah, it is. There's not too many new guys on this team. It's basically four new guys. Two are going to come up from Rochester and two free agents. One is a goaltender, Comrie. And, they really believe in this kid. He was the best backup goaltender. It was his first opportunity to be a backup at the NHL last year with the Winnipeg Jets. He was the best backup in the league. He put up pretty good numbers as a backup, and now they feel he's ready to maybe take on the role as a number one goaltender, or at least at worst split the games with Johnson and you know, maybe play 40 games each or something like that. So they believe in this kid. And he's 27 years old, maybe a bit of a late bloomer, and maybe just never got the opportunity. So he is going to get opportunity here in Buffalo.
You know, when we talk about the Bills, Paul, we do kind of pay attention every once in a while to that team being mostly intact for like the last 3 years, how that might contribute to what they've been building over the last few years and their continued success, that knowledge of each other. Do you think the same thing might apply to the Sabres? If they're all having a good time together, keeping that room together, some familiarity, you know, not really shuffling the locker room or who's playing together on the ice, does that breed success in the NHL?
It did. And what did Kevin Adams do? He was never a general manager before when he was hired by the Pegulas. So the first thing he did is surrounded himself with winners. He went to talk to Brandon Bean. Talks to him all the time. A good friend of his that he won the Stanley Cup with the Carolina Hurricanes, is now the coach of the Hurricanes, Rod Brind'Amour. He talks to him all the time. Finds out, what do winners do? How did you develop the program you're doing, even though it's football? How did you develop your team into a winner, a winning organization? And that's what he wanted to do. He did a lot of talking, a lot of finding out, surrounded himself with winning people, and, then developed his own program, what he wanted to do.
What are the expectations for this team this year?
For me, it's not playoffs yet this year. I think they have to be better than the 75 points they had last year. I think they have to show some significant improvement with this team, since they kind of stuck, as you mentioned earlier, with the same type of a team, same guy, it's pretty much the same guys. I think next year is the year that we can expect them to start, looking to get into the playoffs and breaking their NHL record drought of 11 straight years. But I would say we need to see some significant improvement moving forward this year. Last year it took over 100 points to make the playoffs. So I don't know if you're going to see a 25-point improvement in 1 year, but at least when we have this conversation in March, we should be talking about meaningful games.
You know, part of what made it hard to make the playoffs, Paul, was especially in the Eastern Conference, it seemed like it was broken up in two halves. There were teams that were awesome and teams that stunk. And there was no in between. Yeah. Is it shaping up to be the same way this year?
It could be. I don't know if it would take quite 100 points. That was a high total to get into the playoffs, higher than, and it's because of what you just said. There wasn't anybody really even near the Washington Capitals who got the final playoff spot. The New York Rangers found a spot to get into the playoffs. They were perennial, not in the playoffs, and they found a team that they could overcome to get into the playoffs, and the Sabres have to find that team. Is it the Boston Bruins, who are getting old, and maybe Patrice Bergeron, their captain, is only coming back for one more year? They might lose Pasternak to free agency. Is that the team you could maybe target that you could pass? It's been 18 years of the same three guys with the Pittsburgh Penguins, Crosby, Malkin, Letang. How long can they go? They're getting up there in their 30s. I mean, when does it end for that team? So those are the teams maybe you can target next year as you could look at that maybe you could pass to get into the playoffs.
Tough to talk about 35-year-old Chris Letang as being old.
I know.
What an old guy on the ice. Hey, Paul, thanks so much. Looking forward to talking a few times this year.
Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.